Welcome guys to another After Effects tutorial from helpvid.net. In today's tutorial we're going to be creating 3D text, but unlike the tutorial I done previously in Photoshop where you just create multiple layers, we're going to be creating real live 3D text in this tutorial. We're going to be applying a water background to the text and we'll make that text shatter. So we're really creating 3D visuals and a bit of animation thrown in there as well. So we've got a lot to squeeze in. So we'll get started by coming up to composition and creating a new composition. We'll just call this STX text and we'll make the duration 5 seconds, click OK. And as you can see, this black box appears in the middle. This is your composition in which you will be working. So we need an image to work with. So I'm going to come to File, Import, Import File. This will let me browse my pictures folder and I'm just going to select the JPEG Ocean. So as you can see over here in your project files panel you have the ocean.jpg. So I'm just going to click down on that and drag it over into the composition and let go. So now we don't want to apply the text layer to this image, like embed it within the water image. We want to place it on top. So to do this we need to create a new layer, much the same as you do in the Photoshop application. We'll come up to Layer, Create New and select Text Layer. So we'll now just type text on our layer. Going to select a small arrow underneath File and drag this text over and position it in the middle. So over here on the right hand side in the middle you have the characters palette where you can play about with the attributes of your text. So I'm just going to make this a little taller and I'm happy with everything else, the spacing, so I'm just going to keep it like that. So next I'm going to come down to my timeline which is on the bottom and I'm going to turn off that layer by putting a click in there. So as you can see the text has now disappeared. So what we want to do now is come up to the taskbar and where it says Window we want to open up our Effects and Presence panel. That will open up over on the right hand side next to where your characters was before. And we're going to just in the small search box, we're going to type in shatter. And you'll have this appears here, shatter. So you want to grab that little plugin thing, drag it over, and just drop it on top of your composition. Just move it into the middle. So if I can move this CTI time indicator, you can see the bricks all start to come apart there. So we want to come over here to where it says View. So I'll just zoom in. Over here in your projects panel, where it says View, Wireframe and Forces, we want to click the small arrow and come up to Rendered. And you can see it took a little bit of time there, as After Effects usually does, because it takes up massive amounts of room on your processor. So you can see there that's moved into bricks coming apart effect there, the shattering effect. So next we need to come in back over to this palette over here and we want to open up the submenu Shape, and where it says Bricks we want to click on that arrow and select Custom. So it all disappears there, there's nothing there at all. So that we've told it we want to choose our own custom. So we need to apply it to, and we'll apply it to Custom Shatter, submenu, and select helpvid.net, which is your text. So there we can see it, there is our text now with the water going through it. So I'm going to scroll down here and select, where are we? Camera position, and I'm going to select Y rotation just to rotate the text. First I'll zoom out a little so we can see the full text. Just a little bit more. So there we can see our full text. That's just after maybe about half a second. You can see all the kind of shattering effect coming off it already there. Small blue things flying off it. So just to show you how 3D this text really is, I'm going to move the Y rotation. And as the text moves around, you can really notice the 3D there. So I'll just zoom in, and once it comes back into focus, you can see it there. So you get really nice 3D text there. As you can see, the drop shadow, the emboss, everything's there just with this one effect. And you also have the sea in your image. What you can also do with this is, at the start when we took in our ocean.jpg, and it's that's now embedded into our actual image. If we were to have brought in a movie instead of an image, then when you played this in the timeline, the movie would then be playing through your text. A really, really cool effect. So I'm just going to play this, see what happens in After Effects. As you can see, you've got this small shattering effect coming off. So that's about it for this tutorial. Just trying to play it a bit there, but I don't think we made this a great deal of length. If we had, we would have seen a lot more effects happening with the text. But you have fun with that. Really nice effect, 3D text, and we haven't went through multiple layers to get that effect. So thanks for watching, and please drop by the website helpvid.net. I would appreciate your support there, and there is a lot of tutorials there and free tools if you are creating your own website. So until the next tutorial, guys, stay safe.